What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, we are spilling the tea on how to lock the fuck in for fall, because fall is a time to refocus your glow. So we have 7 rules, 20 days, and 1 iconic era, and that all starts today, Radiant Icons. I, for one, am so excited for this new little challenge, because November, y'all don't even know the half of it yet, but November is one of now the busiest months between my day job and DTBI and my personal life. I will only be home for about maybe, let's say, 5, maybe 6 days. And so I need to get my shit together. I need to lock the fuck in, to fall into radiance this fall as we prepare for sexy 27 in December, because you already know, National Amanda Day, we are going big, Radiant Icons. It's sexy 27. But before we get into that, we need to fall into radiance. We need to embrace our most confident, our most radiant, our most iconic selves. And that all starts with the 7 rules that I will be diving into today so that we can unlock this sexy energy that's all about self-worth, confidence, and chasing your dreams. But before we do that, Radiant Icons, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And also, since we are speaking of show notes, Radiant Icons, I have some really, really great news. I've heard you guys, like, trust me, I have seen the DMs. You guys want the 2 years, 1 iconic celebration sale extended. So consider your wish granted, Radiant Icons. The 2 years, 1 iconic celebration sale is extended till the end of November. But make sure to secure your orders today, Radiant Icons, because you know the holiday season is fast approaching and you want to wear your DTBI pride. You just know you want to in time for the holidays. So make sure to get on that. That order form is linked in the show notes below. All right, Radiant Icons, that is enough chit-chatting. Let's get to that piping hot tea that I know you all are waiting for, because we all want to know how to lock in this fall so that we can fall into radiance. And that all starts with these 7 rules. And I am so damn excited. Make sure to stay till the very end for a very iconic surprise announcement that may have to do as to why I'm only home for 5 days. So anyway, are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. Rule number 1 is romanticize discipline. If there is one thing I have not done in October, is romanticize discipline, Radiant Icons. And that is all changing this November. So we can what? We can lock the fuck in to radiance. Because locking in is not punishment, Radiant Icons. It is a devotion to your future self. So the action item that we both will be doing for rule number 1 is creating a daily ritual. Whether that is a morning walk, journaling, skincare, anything that feels luxurious, not restrictive, that is the action that we will be doing. So for me personally, my daily ritual to romanticize discipline in my life for these next 20 days will be journaling and skincare. And I always tell myself that I'm going to journal every night and I'm going to go and do my skincare. But honestly, I get really lazy. And the last month, October, as we all know, I haven't been shy about it. October is a triggering month for me. It's very hard for me mentally. And when I am in the dumps, right, when I am really not feeling it and I am in that like triggering state, I become even more lazy and I almost am paralyzed. And for me, for November, I really want to be intentional in this romanticizing discipline. And I want to go back to something that was so freeing for me, that really challenged me mentally and felt luxurious. And for me, that is journaling. That is writing. That is so therapeutic for me. And I haven't journaled since August, honestly, like since right after my breakup. And so much has happened and I have just been scared. So I'm going to really push myself and romanticize that discipline by creating that ritual of journaling at night. No matter what the hell is going on, no matter how I feel, I'm going to journal for at least 10 minutes. I know that is something that I can actionably do. That is something that is realistic for me. And also, right before I journal, I'm going to do my skincare. I say it all the damn time that I'm gonna do my skincare. And honestly, I do my skincare, okay? I do my moisturizer, I do my cleanser, and I do my little Vaseline for my lips, right? And like, that's great, but I really wanna get back into gua shaing, or however you say it. I really wanna do the gua sha, basically. And I always tell myself, oh, I'm gonna do it at least once or twice a week, and I never do it. I just never do it. And I can only get to my basic skincare routine. And like, that's great and all, but I always say I'm going to do it. And I always feel so good after I do the gua sha, and I sleep like a damn baby after I do it. I don't know what the hell it is, what science is going on, but I sleep so damn good and I haven't been sleeping well. So for me, doing the gua sha and like then journaling feels luxurious to me because I know my brain is going to be free, right? I'm going to be able to dump all my thoughts onto paper and really think things through because there's a lot going on in this brain. So once I do my journaling and after I do my gua sha, because it's already relaxing me, right? I'm able to hit the pillow and actually go to bed. How nice is that going to be for me, especially as we go into this very, very busy season where I'm barely going to be home, right? So I need to enforce consistency, romanticize discipline in my life, because consistency is your new love language, Radiant Icons. For the next 20 days, that is what consistency is to you. So I challenge you to truly think about, what do you want in your daily ritual that feels luxurious to you and not restrictive? How can you honor that first rule of romanticizing discipline in your life? Rule number 2, move like the main character. Now, this is your physical glow up rule, Radiant Icons. I am a firm believer that incorporating movement into your daily life, into your daily routine, makes you feel powerful. It allows you to own your power, like we spoke of maybe 2 weeks ago for the dating dilemma, crushing on potential. It is so important to own your power because that is what makes you magnetic, right? So moving like the main character for rule number 2, we are going to be focusing on that energy that we possess when we move our body and we do movements that we enjoy. So the action that we are going to take together for rule number 2 is commit to moving your body twice a week. And again, Radiant Icons, this rule is not about the mirror, right? We are doing this for the energy, that powerful energy that you possess when you move your body in a way that you thoroughly enjoy. And I know you guys are probably going to already be like, Amanda, you have already incorporated rule number 2 because we see it all the time on your Instagram and TikTok. And you are right. You are right. Rule number 2, move like the main character, has been something that I have been implementing in my life since mid-September when I started doing the Sexy Single and Iconic solo dates for myself. And one of them was that heels class. And I know ever since season 3 has started, I keep going back to how healing dancing in heels has been for me and my healing journey. And you're right. I'm going to say heels class is one of the movements I'm committing to and I've already incorporated into my life that has made me feel powerful. But because we're doing this challenge together for 20 days, I'm going to push myself a little bit further. I'm going to challenge myself because right here, the action is we need to move our body twice a week, right? Well, once a week, I go to heels class and that's great. Perfect. Okay, I'm going to challenge myself even more. I'm going to do at-home reformer Pilates because after my breakup, I bought that reformer Pilates board and I did do it for maybe a month or two. And don't get me wrong, I do pull out the board every so often, but I'm not pulling it out as much as I would like because I'm lazy. I'm so honest with you guys. I am too lazy to pull out the damn board that I pay for. I paid for that damn board because I wanted to do it and I did do it. And then I stopped because I got lazy. That's just inexcusable. That's truly inexcusable, especially as we are going into fall and we are locking the fuck in, right? I can't be doing that. Absolutely not. So I'm going to take out that damn board. I'm going to stop being lazy. I'm going to fall into radiance. I'm going to do the reformer Pilates board that I bought that I wanted to do for myself because I really do enjoy Pilates. It was just too damn expensive to go to a studio. So I bought the board so I can go as many times because, you know, girl math, if I, you know, buy the board and it's $99 compared to going to a class every week for $40 and I do the Pilates board maybe like three times a week, whatever you want to say, that's like basically free at that point. And yes, have I already paid off the board by the amount of times I've done it? Yes, that's true. But still, I like a good deal, okay? I like a good deal. I need to keep doing it. So now it's even more free, right? I don't know. That's how I'm justifying it in my brain. But basically, I'm holding myself accountable on this podcast because what else do I do here? It's Dare to Be Iconic. I'm going to pull out that reformer board that I bought because I wanted to do it. I'm going to start implementing it back into my movement routine. And I challenge you guys as well to find a movement that you enjoy that will allow you to tap into your sexy energy that is all about confidence and embracing your most radiant and iconic self. Oh my goodness, radiant icons. There is something about number three when it comes to these guides or these rules that I prepare for you guys that I just end up loving. Whatever number three is the most. It's something that always just like speaks to my soul. And this rule number three, is one that I have been loving. And it is creating your signature energy. Now, when it comes to creating your signature energy, I think of beauty as empowerment, right? Your scent, your lip combo, your outfit. When you feel good about how you are presenting yourself, you radiate confidence. So when I think of rule number three, this is the action item that we will be doing together. It is picking one signature thing that makes you feel iconic every single time you step outside of your house. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to call me out because I've already done this, because you guys have already heard about my signature scent. You guys have already seen my signature lip combos. You're like, Amanda, you've already done this. You're right. You're right. Between rule number two and three, I have incorporated those, honestly, out of all these rules that I will be telling you guys about. Rules two and three have been ones that I have been implementing into my life since mid-September. And it has been life-changing in the way that rule number three has given me permission to experiment and have fun. I don't think I ever really allow myself to have fun when it comes to my appearance. I don't really let myself experiment. I kind of stay into, okay, well, this is my scent that I always use. I know I like it. That's it. I don't venture off and try new things. When it comes to my makeup, I know what looks good on me. I'm not going to change it. I do the same eye look and I do the same lip look and I do that. I'm like, I'm not going to change it. But when it came to the Radiant Rain era, right? Stepping into this new era of my life with this new found confidence, this sexy confidence that just radiates from me. I started giving myself permission to experiment and have fun when it came to my appearance. So for me, the two things that I really have pulled from rule number three in creating my signature energy has been my scent and has been my lip combo. My lip combo happened by accident. I just needed to like put on a lip and I really didn't want to do the lip that I was already experimenting with, which is my like cherry cola lip that I was seeing all over Pinterest. So I like literally bought all the things. I never owned lip liner in my entire life until August. When I wanted to try that cherry cola lip, because it was like right after the breakup, and I was like, I need to try something. You know how people get bangs after a breakup? For me, it was like, okay, well, I'm gonna try lip liner. That's my thing. Or I'm gonna get some new perfume and get myself a signature scent. Like, that's what I did. I didn't get bangs. I got a new lip combo and a signature scent. That's just me. But like, you know, I tried lip liner, I tried that cherry cola lip, and I wanted something, you know, different for this video series I was filming for you guys on TikTok, the Breakup to Rain one, and I just put those two things together, and all of a sudden it worked. And like, I fell in love with it, you guys fell in love with it, and now here we go, I have my signature lip. I'm not wearing it right now, okay? It's really late, actually, why I'm recording this episode. So I did not want to put on my full face of makeup. But, you know, my signature lip became a thing that allowed me to create this signature energy that I have been embodying in this new era of my life. And it's, you know, oozed into every other aspect of my life. Because when I wear that lip combo, I feel like the baddest bitch alive. I feel like the most iconic girl in the world. Like, I mean, like, as I should, right? But like, when I have that lip combo on, or when I have my signature scent, which is Okja, you know, I do the Sinful, and then I layer it with the That Girl Viral Vanilla, and it's Sinful, Delectable, and Delicious and Sexy. But when I have those two things on, I feel like literally unstoppable. I feel like the hottest girl in the world, like, as I should. But that's the energy I'm creating for myself by experimenting and having fun with things that I've never experimented with or had fun with before. So when it comes to creating your signature energy, use your beauty as a strength. Use it as a form of empowerment. Find for you what makes you feel the most iconic when you step outside of your house. Again, that can be a lip combo. That can be maybe a new eye look, right? A signature eye look. It could be your signature scent, an outfit color, like whatever it is. Find whatever it is for you that makes you feel iconic and radiant. Rule number 4, do one thing that scares you. Confidence is built through courage, radiant icons. So your action item for rule number 4 that we will be doing is every week for 20 days, you are going to, not you, we, because we're doing it together. We are doing something that pushes us outside of our comfort zone. So I'm talking DMing that brand that you love. I'm talking posting that video that you think is cringe. I'm talking taking yourself out on solo dates, showing up to that event solo because you wanted to do it. Yeah, that's right. I'm referring to episode 1 of season 3, Solo Not Lonely, How to Be Your Own Best Friend. That is how you step outside of your comfort zone. Fear is just an invitation to level up radiant icons. And this rule is testing you. It is inviting you to level up. So push that fear aside. Say goodbye to your comfort zone and do the thing that scares you. For me personally, when I think of rule number 4 and I think of the month ahead, it's actually going to be really interesting because, well, I guess this goes with my iconic surprise announcement. As you guys know, I love Formula One. And well, I'm in my Radiant Rain era, which is all about being sexy and single and iconic. And what's more sexy, single, and iconic than the Las Vegas Grand Prix? I'm going to the Las Vegas Grand Prix, and you already know all of the coverage about this very chaotic, very unhinged, sexy, iconic trip to Las Vegas will be covered on the Dare to Be Iconic podcast. Okay, so don't go anywhere. You know the podcast is going to be, honestly, it's probably going to be some of the best tea time sessions of our lives. Okay, I'm just saying. But what better way than to live out rule number 4 and end this challenge by doing this really big thing that scares me. I don't think there's anything better, honestly, than to end this challenge than with this trip, to prove to me that I have fallen into radiance and really have lived out all of these rules to the fullest, especially rule number 4 in this case. So I challenge you, when it comes to doing one thing that scares you, it doesn't have to be something as big as going to a race by yourself halfway across the country. Do something that pushes you outside of your comfort zone, because again, fear is just an invitation to level up. And damn, are we leveling up this fall, okay? We are leveling up, Radiant Icons. Now let's get to rule number 5. Rule number 5, protect your peace like it is Prada. You cannot be iconic, Radiant Icons, if you are drained. Boundaries are a luxury. So when it comes to protecting your peace like it is Prada, I want us to audit our energy. Where are we leaking time, comparison, or attention? So think of it like this. Replace your scrolling with self-care. Comparison with confidence. For me, I have found myself in the last month really like doom scrolling. Okay, doom scrolling galore over here. I just automatically go to TikTok whenever I feel anxious or overwhelmed. It's like some type of like coping mechanism. I don't know. It just allows me to truly desensitize and really just pull myself out of like that anxious state. It just like forces me there, right? And I just am doom scrolling my life away. I can't do that anymore. That is literally draining my energy. And like I said beforehand, you cannot be iconic if you are drained. I cannot keep on doom scrolling, especially when I am in that anxious state. That is not benefiting me, okay? So I'm going to audit my energy. I cannot doom scroll anymore. Instead, I'm going to replace that with an act of self-care. Maybe that act of self-care is journaling. So I can tie it into rule number 1, right? Romanticizing discipline. Okay. Like I need to romanticize discipline in my life. So why not? Why not whenever I catch myself wanting to doom scroll, I then replace it with, okay, my daily ritual of journaling. That's what I'm going to do. So maybe every time I think of doom scrolling, no. I'm going to force myself to journal my thoughts. Maybe that's going to help me reinforce or discipline myself to get into that routine of journaling and get away from that doom scrolling. So it's kind of a 2-in-1 here, right? Rule 1 and 5, however you want to do it. But for me, maybe that's what I do to protect my peace like it's Prada. Maybe when I find myself in that game of comparison, I go on a walk, right? Maybe I combine it with rule number 2 in this instance. When I find myself comparing myself to someone on social media or someone in my daily life, I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to pour my energy into movement so that I can feel my power again and I can start owning it. Because I shouldn't be comparing myself to someone else. Just like I mentioned maybe 3 weeks ago in the You're Not Late, You're Becoming episode, so season 3, episode 2, everyone is on their own path in life. Just because we are both on chapter 26, it does not mean that my chapter 26 and your chapter 26 are gonna look the same. In fact, they're not. Our chapters, even though we're both on chapter 26, are going to look completely different. So when I find myself in that comparison game, I'm going to audit my energy. I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to implement movement. I'm going to go into that twice a week. I'm going to move my body, whether that's heels class, whether that's reformer Pilates at home because I need to take out that damn mat and stop being lazy, or going on a walk. Maybe that's how I combined rule 2 and 5 and I do a 2-for-1 deal over here, right? You know, a nice little BOGO. If you're in the South and you know Publix, then you know what I'm referring to. But, you know, we love a good BOGO over here. And maybe that's that with rule number 5. Maybe when you see yourself doom scrolling or comparison or whatever it is that is really just draining your energy, replace it with one of these other rules that allow you to fall into radiance and embrace your most confident, radiant, iconic self. We're going to do a little math equation. I don't like math. I don't like math, radiant icons. I actually hate math, but it's fitting for this rule, and it's a pretty simple equation, and it is your internal dialogue equals your external energy. The way that you talk to yourself affects how you carry yourself. So rule number 6, you need to speak to yourself like you already are her, because guess what? You are her, radiant icons. You are her. So for the next 20 days, our action step will be, we are going to say one affirmation out loud that grounds us. And my affirmation, or my go-to affirmation that really allows me to ground myself and get back into my being and remind me of who the hell I am, right? Because sometimes we forget who we are and we need to get back on track. This is what I tell myself. I am unstoppable. I am unshakable. And I am unapologetically me. When I say this affirmation, not only does it ground me, but it allows me to choose who I want to show up as in the world. And for me, I am showing up as the unstoppable, unshakable Amanda Policelli, because that is who the hell I am. And that's on period. So when it comes to rule number 6, remind yourself that the internal dialogue that you feed yourself affects the way that you carry yourself in this world. So speak to yourself with kindness. Speak to yourself with strength. Speak to yourself with love. That is what we need more of in this world, especially when we are talking to ourselves. So when you're not feeling like the baddest icon in the world, that's okay. I want you to take a step back and say an affirmation that grounds you. And you can totally take mine. You can steal my affirmation. Please do. Please do. Because it will remind you of the bad bitch that you are. It will remind you of how iconic you are, because you are the most iconic radiant icon out there, radiant icons. And that's on period. We've made it to rule number 7, radiant icons. And I do love this rule because it is so Amanda coded. Add sparkle to the small things in your life, because everything's good with a little bit more sparkle. The most radiant individuals that I know are the ones who find magic in the small things. So when it comes to rule number 7, and it comes to our action item that we will be doing to reinforce this rule into our lives for the next 20 days, is romanticize your life daily, whether that is a coffee ritual or a special getting ready playlist that you have perfectly curated to pump you up in the morning, or even a cute gym outfit or a cozy candlelight journaling session. Like, whatever it is, you need to romanticize your life daily, even if it's just the small things. Actually, that is what you need to do. You need to add sparkle to the small things in your life. When I'm going on a hot girl walk, or when I'm going to heels class, the sparkle that I add to that is I do my full face of makeup and I wear a cute little outfit, because that makes me feel iconic, but it also adds sparkle to the little things. Man, that example actually like puts in all the rules together, like 1 through 7, but still, you know, like doing that allows me to add sparkle to the small things. It allows me to romanticize going to heels class and enjoying myself even more than I already do. Another great example of this is celebrating the small wins. And I actually just started doing this with one of my really good friends, Rachel. I met Rachel at the Under 30 Summit, and we literally met the first day at the first event, and we have been attached at the hip ever since. And she lives literally on the other side of the country. Like, we could not be at further places away from each other. But we are literally still attached at the hip. And one thing that we have started doing together to kind of like retrain our mind to see the sparkle in the small things is celebrating the small wins in our life. So each night, even though I forget sometimes, Rachel, okay, I know you know this, but you know, I'm just going to hold myself accountable on this podcast. But you know, we text each other almost every night our small wins when it comes to our professional lives and our personal lives. And that allows us to not only hold each other accountable, but it allows us to rewire our brain and allow us to see the sparkle in the small things in life and also see the wins that we are accomplishing daily. Because sometimes I think we're so focused on the big wins. And I am so guilty of that. Like, I'm going to call myself out on that. Sometimes I just focus on the big milestone moments that I forget to take in the small wins in life. Rachel actually came up with this idea that we hold each other accountable, and I've really been loving it. And it's really starting to add a little bit of sparkle back into my life. And I've missed that in October. I really have missed the sparkle and the delusion and like the hopefulness that I had in August and September. I lost it last month. And I'm really, really happy that this challenge and these 7 rules will allow me to add the hope and the joy and the sparkle back into my life in specific categories that I've lost it in. When it comes to rule number 7, add the sparkle to the small things in your life because it just makes life more fun and more iconic. And I just love it for us. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your Tea Time Sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community hours. You know, I am never gonna get tired of saying it, Radiant Icons. Oh my goodness. Ooh, a lot of energy, but I am just so excited. I am so excited for us to fall into radiance together, especially with these 7 rules and these 20 days for this very iconic era. Because as I mentioned beforehand, fall is all about refocusing your glow. And well, that is what we are doing together. And if you are joining me on this 20-day challenge, then make sure to tag Dare to Be Iconic on Instagram and TikTok as you show off how you are implementing these rules for the next 20 days so that you can fall into radiance. And don't worry, Radiant Icons, you already know that my social game will be up and running as I not only prepare for the Las Vegas Grand Prix, oh my God, but also as I implement these rules into my life as I come into this like refocusing, resetting period of the year, or honestly just like this month, because I really need it. October kind of threw me off my axis just a little bit, and November, even though I'm barely gonna be home and I'm gonna be living the life in Las Vegas, I need my glow back. Well, no, I don't need my glow back, it's already been here. I just need a little resetting. Let's just chat about next week real quick. So next week, we are spilling the tea with our very first everyday icon of season 3. You guys obviously know her because she is the one, the only ultimate fangirl. And she's also Dare to Be Iconic social media intern, Leire, will be on Dare to Be Iconic. I am so excited and so honored to have her on the podcast so she can spill all the tea on her new podcast, Born to Fangirl. She just has such a special place in my heart, and I am so excited for you all to get to know her. She is so iconic, so, so talented, and I just love her so much. I cannot wait for next week, so I'll chat with you then, Radiant Icons. Remember, dare to be iconic. Bye!